Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
BlogTalkRadio.com. You can catch us on Facebook. Yes, you can. Facebook.com/OTLesJackson. Also, you can catch us on Les Jackson at Open Talk Les Jackson on Twitter or Twitter.com/OpenTalkLes. You can sit back. You can get in where you fit in. Also, you can call in and join us live at 718-664-9476. And remember, all donations to keep this coming to you live on all of our many media avenues, we do accept donations, $25, $50, $100, $500. And there are gifts that we send back in return. Some of our greatest episodes, T-shirts, mugs, you name it. And everything is 100% tax deductible. You can call me, Les, at 313-862-1957 for details. I want to start off the show like I always do. Happy birthday to all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, blogtalkradio.com. We're about to sit back and get it going on. We're talking about kill 'em all. Look at this right across the screen right now. At least 23 people are dead in Yemen. Just killing, 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 killing. Just kill 'em all. Kill off the folks. We ain't going to worry. We don't kill each other up. See, that's one thing we have to start recognizing. Government doesn't care. They don't care. They want you to kill off each other. They want us to sit back. Let's start some civil warfare. Because who is it going to be against? Because they got a twist for that, too. See, this is why this racist thing is coming up and it's being dictated into your terms so royally, because they're sitting back and they're getting ready to put you at odds, the masses. They're about to sit back and to make you start hating your brother and your sister. They're about to sit back and start making you hate your country. Kill them all. They're sitting back and they are putting poor people against rich people. They're putting the middle class in the middle against everybody. Kill them all. Just kill. It's all right. We'll just give you the death penalty after you get finished. We'll just get rid of you too, because you didn't recognize that you were becoming a part of a problem. Oh, yes, I am your host, Les Jackson, and I want to talk about it for the next 30 minutes live. I just concluded a couple of shows where we just did the same subject. See, folks don't want to talk about it. We don't want to talk on it. We act as if it doesn't exist, and we're blaming it on everything else. We are being tricked. We're being confused to keep us away from the real deal of just trying to live and get along with one another, and that's what I'm going to give you right now, solutions. I'm not going to talk about killing. I'm not going to say any more about killing. I've said enough about killing today. Now it's time to live. It's time for us to learn to love one another and respect each other as brothers and sisters, and to walk hand in hand and realize we're all in this mess together. It's time out for all this senseless madness and foolishness that is going on all over the world. This kill-kill mentality is not working. And don't think that there's not a game plan. See, we talk all this stuff about how we want peace and how we want to just sit back and be happy, but do we know how to be happy? Are we killing? You know what? Let me talk about some spiritual killing, some individual killing, because we do more harm killing ourselves every day than the government will ever do, than people will ever do, because we're walking around in doom and gloom with no hope, no admirations, no dreams. We sit back and we perpetrate this fraud as if we're living, we're on the inside, we're hurting, and we don't want to help or network or do anything to sit back and stop and heal up the wounds. That's why this kill 'em all program came all about. Because we're sitting back, we have those that kill your very dreams, they kill everything that you do, they don't want to support you, they don't want to be bothered, but yet when they have these great grand ideas, they come to you and they want you to sit back and support them. Forget all of this marching up and down the streets. It's time for a rally. Not a march. We are beyond marching. Let's rally. I want to thank my guest that's in the chat room right now. Thank you for coming aboard and listening to us live. You can call in at 718-664-9476. And I'm telling you something, folks. This is happening all around the world because, you know what? It's boiling down slowly but surely to the have and the have-nots. And you know what? A lot of the have-nots can be haves if we just dare to dream and stop letting people kill our dreams and take away the things that we already know we can achieve. It is time out for us to be played like bass fiddles and strings on the bass. It is time for us to stand up and say, look, enough is enough. We are no longer going to do this. Can we have one day where we can just have a real world peace day where there is no more killing for a day? Just do it for one day. I would like to see one day where nobody killed anybody. Don't even kill yourself. Sit back, take a deep breath, relax, and say, is there something else that I can do beside the killing and the madness? Can I sit back and come to the realization that there's a lot to live for, and this is a wonderful world if we sit back and get and become a part of it? See, because you can't kill the earth. We're trying that too. We're even trying to destroy the very Mother Earth that we live upon by draining it as much as we can from all of her resources, but she keeps on giving. We have stooped lower than the animals for the simple fact that the animals only kill to feed. they don't just innocently kill each other off, except for maybe protection. If one tries to attack the other one, maybe then, and they have every right. Like I said, let's understand what it means to defend your cause, to defend your territory. You run up in my house, I've got every right to gun you down. But this kill, kill, kill for no reason, because you have something that I want, but I'm too lazy to get up off my butt to sit back and get, it's getting old. It's getting real old, and it's getting there real quick. And now it's gotten to the point where we have no moral or ethic about it. We sit back and we'll kill up innocent babies just because we couldn't get to the person that we wanted to kill. What kind of madness is this that we're living in? What kind of system allows us to come to the mentality, and I'm talking about the system of your mind, the system of your spirit, not the system of government, because government did not make you pull a trigger. But I'm talking about your mind, your body, your soul. What told you that you have the right to sit back, persecute families that have nothing to do with your affairs? And so what, you took a loss. You knew the game when you got in the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Ain't that what we say on the street? But no, we want to kill them all. Kill them all. Just kill them. And then once it comes back upon us, we want people to sit back and be all sympathetic and sit back and cry and boo-hoo. See, a lot of us are being killed and destroyed by the ghost of our past. And then, you know, the word said it'd be times like these. It said there would come a time when fathers would go against sons and mothers would go against daughters and sisters and brothers would be at war, and that there would just be turmoil all over the world. Are we not living it? So how can you say to me that there is no, oh, I don't need to fill in the last blank. How can you say that there is no when we're sitting back and we're living proof that there is? We're acting just like it was said, just like it was prophesied that we would act. We're doing everything that the book told us we would do, and folks are getting upset. They're getting hostile. They're sitting back. They're saying, you know, I don't know. This Les Jackson, he's something else. He's bombarding us. Yes, I am. I'm going to continue because it's time that we start really waking up and smelling the coffee and looking at life for what it is, and it's a beautiful thing if you learn to live it and play according to the rule and the game, because there is games, there are rules, there are regulations, and there are a process that must be achieved in order to have true success and to stop this kill 'em all mentality. You know, I thought that we had risen above the animals, but maybe it's true we are animals. Maybe we are animals and not human beings, and maybe we don't think, we just react. Maybe it is that we just do what we want to do because we've made up in our minds that we are some kind of little gods and little queens that can run around, and we have these empires and kingdoms that don't exist, but we want them to. We just don't want to play the real game. We kill off the dreams of one another. So many haters doing a character assassination. Like I said, you don't have to die physically. You can die spiritually. You can die and get killed in many different shapes, forms, and fashions, especially in today's society, and we are good at it. Character assassination, blaming everything but us for what we do, because we're not woman or man enough. to stand up and try to work out and figure out the solution to the problem. Many times, the solution is right before our eyes. We just refuse to listen because it's not going our way, and the spirit that is in you is trying to guide you, but you can't see it. Yes, I am Les Jackson. This is Open Talk with Les Jackson. I hope you're enjoying the show. You can also email me at opentalklesjackson7@gmail.com. I want to hear your comments. I want to hear your views. I want to hear what you think, because my job is to provoke you, to make you mad, to make you angry, to make you start to think and see something is wrong. We have killed our communities. We have killed our communities, and we are watching buildings all around us decay while other people tend to flourish, and yet we ask ourselves, when are somebody going to help us? When are somebody going to help us? And we can't even sit back and get it together enough to stop killing our community. And then not to mention, we'll even run down the very house or home that we live in. We'll destroy families, killing it, just killing everything around us. And we sit back and we think that people are supposed to be sympathetic and apologetic for all the things that we've went through when we can't even understand and get the solution. And we don't want to hear it because it's so simple. Just learn to live and love everybody as you love yourself. Real simple. It's real plain, folks. It's not a difficult formula. It's instilled in everyone's DNA. If you look at it, nobody, I don't believe, and I'm not going to say nobody, but I will say most people do not want to harm another person. It's not the way it works. It's not what we do. But we get caught up in this game, this rat race, this madness that tells us that it's the only way out. I have to retaliate. I have to get revenge, get back. I've got to sit back, and somebody must pay for the hurt that many times we bring upon ourselves. Wow. It seems to me it's going to be a lovely day.
One, two, three. Smile. On a clear spring morning, there's not a cloud in the sky. Got me out here walking and waving to the ladies as they stroll by. And I ain't forgot for a moment all the things I need to do. But when I see that old sun shining, makes me think that I can make it through. Yes, and all I is that the problems come and go, but the sunshine seems to stay. And just look around, I think we found a lovely day. The flowers woke up blooming and put on a color show just for me. The shadows dark and gloomy, I told them all to keep the hell away from me, because I don't feel like believing everything I do gonna turn out wrong. Or when vibrations I'm receiving say, hold on brother, just you be strong. Yes, and all I really wanna say is that the problems come and go, but the sunshine seems to stay. Hey, just look around. I think we found a lovely day.
Think we found a lovely day, y'all. I think if we sit back and we start to relax and take a chill pill and just step off the set for a little while and start to get in touch with who we are, maybe we can turn this thing around. If we bring more values back into our families and start to sit down with our children and communicate and teach them the values of what it is to have life and to be able to live this life and appreciate it, I think we may be on the road to a recovery. I think we can recover from all this madness if we stop looking so far back in the past and look at the reality of why they came up with a new. Some folks caught that. Somebody caught that. I am your host, Les Jackson. This is Open Talk with Les Jackson. I am so glad, like I said, we are so caught up in drama and we love this chaos. See, we love chaos. And I don't, you know what? I have gotten to the point where I look at it and I'm getting about like everybody else. If you don't want it, there ain't no sense in talking to me, because I'm going to get it. I'm going to get mine. See, I'm going to live mine to the fullest, and I'm going to try to get through the day like I tell everybody at the end of the show, try to get through the day without hurting somebody. Because I realize at the end of the day, that's somebody's baby. Or that's somebody's husband. Or that's somebody's wife. Or that's somebody that means something to them. And who gave me the right to extinguish, to put that person out? Like I said, as long as you don't cross the boundaries of my personal space, we all good. And that's the way it should be. That's the way the line should be drawn. It shouldn't be all this thing where we huffing and puffing and crying wolf over every little incident that goes on. We have gotten so tangled up and paranoid. It's just amazing. And then we tend not to be in reality. We have gotten so dysfunctional and so delusional about material to where we have forgotten that we are not going to be able to take it with us once we are gone. The hell with material. Material gonna come and material gonna go. But let me be thankful that I have the breath and the life to make things happen and to get some of the things that I want. But all of my needs are taken care of. Let me learn to be thankful for that. You see, these are the things that matter. These are the things that really touch my heart. And I like people where they sit back and they can share their blessings. And you know what? That's why we can't kill them all. Because there's always somebody that's willing to share. And as long as I share, then it's going to be all right. Are you sharing or are you destroying? Are you the solution or are you a problem? Do you need an attitude adjustment or is your attitude in check? Have you looked in the mirror and talk to yourself, or have you not? Kill them all. Kill them all. Just kill them all. That's all we say. Kill them all. Some of us are so bitter with ourselves to where that's the only way we see out. That's why you have people walking into shopping malls and doing going into movie theaters, going into party stores, sitting back, going into mosques and churches and everywhere. Just no stopping the killing. We don't care where we kill people at no more. Used to be some respect about it. Now the game is so messed up, we don't care where it's at. Just kill folk. And at the end of the day, who does it really hurt? It hurts my child, my grandchild, your child, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. We'll never break this vicious cycle as long as we continue in the same old mentality. We will never break the vicious cycle as long as we sit back and we don't strive to get along. I'm not going to tell you that I'm looking for world peace, but it would be nice if for one day we could all just let go of our differences, hang up our hang-ups, and just get along. We might, if we try it, we might like it. We might like it. Maybe domestic abuse would go down. Maybe carjacking would go down. Maybe black on black, white on white, homosexual against everything else crimes would go down. Maybe we could sit down at a table and come up with a real world solution where we could solve hunger. Maybe we could come up with a solution where we could wipe out the disasters that go on in our physical being. If we could just sit back and stop the killing. But just remember, killing will not stop as long as there is big money involved. It will not stop as long as we can see a way to make a profit off of the misdeeds of others. It's not going to stop. And on that note, I am going to leave you with that thought. Let's sit back, relax, take a deep breath. I want to thank all those that are sending their donations. If you want to send a donation, just send check money order to Les Jackson. In the memo, put down Open Talk with Les Jackson. We'll sit back. All donations are 100% tax deductible. We will send you back the ID number that you need to file on your credit report. You can send $25, $50, $100, $500 or more, whatever your heart tells you. Because we're going to expand, and we're going to bring other artists in that want to have shows and let them do their thing. Yes, this is your host, Les Jackson. We want to upgrade material. We want to up the tally. We want to start a new radio station where you can hear good news, where you can hear about positive things that are going on in your neighborhood and your community. We want to stop the killing. We want this thing to be global. Till the next time, try to get through the day without hurting anybody. I'm going to relax for a minute, and then it's time for me to go to work. Yes, I am your host, Les Jackson. It's been fun. I've got to run. See ya.